Al Snyder is still on board. Al is the father of the slain soldier, Marine Lance Corporal Matthew Snyder, who gave his life for his country in Iraq in 2006. And he's also part, Al is, of a PBS special coming up, Constitution USA, with Peter Segal. Let's take a couple of calls while I have you on, Mr. Snyder. Let's get Mike on. Mike, you're on with Al Snyder and me.
Hey, how you doing, C4?
All right, sir.
How you doing, Mr. Snyder?
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I appreciate your son's service, and I definitely honor his sacrifice, and I'm sorry for your loss on that.
Thank you.
I greatly appreciate your fight that you put forward in against the Supreme Court. Even though you might have lost the battle, the war on this is not over yet. I have stood with the Patriot Guard, and I understand that the church and its message is it's a very twisted one. But I just wanted to say thank you.
Well, Mike, technically, since you're on board with him, that you could say he is winning the war, because when these laws are being enacted at the state level, at the local level, that's having a much greater impact, Mike, than the Supreme Court might have had with just Mr. Snyder's individual decision.
Oh, absolutely, and I appreciate him actually keeping up the fight. You know, I mean, he brought it to the forefront, and like I said, he might have lost the battle in the Supreme Court, but the war isn't over.
Well, thank you, Mike, and stick with the Patriot Guard. Let me tell you, there are not a better group of people out there than the Patriot Guard. They are one of the next to the military. They are probably the closest thing to the most respected group of people that I've ever met. They're just a great bunch of people.
Now, let's remind people the Patriot Guard actually will stand between these sick people and these families when they're trying to observe the loss of a loved one, right, Mike?
They do, but they stand in silence. They don't create any instances. They are just a human shield with flags. That's all they are.
And I'm sure that Mr. Snyder, they're appreciated, aren't they?
I'll tell you, C4, I was speaking at Gettysburg. They asked me to speak at Gettysburg, and this was about 4 years after Matt had died, and I had four Patriot Guard riders came up to me and told me that they were at Matt's funeral, and I've never been so happy to meet four people in all my life.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. Let's get to Rich in Towson. Rich, you're on with Al Snyder and me.
Hey, guys. I thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to say, as much as I despise what they do, the Westboro Church, and the church, that term is used very loosely, I am grateful that they have that right. And what I want to make sure we do is that on a legal basis, yes, they have a right to say it. On moral basis, no, they don't have a right to say it. On a moral basis, but I'm glad that the courts didn't rule on a morality issue and on a what's right issue, because at what point are they going to start saying, well, we don't think this is right and we don't think that's right.
And that's the fine line, and Rich, that's the fine line that we have to draw as it relates to using the most horrible example of free speech, which is Westboro, to the free speech that Mr. Snyder may want, that I may want, that you may want. So you can't, you know, theirs is the polar opposite of what we might want, but it's allowed.
Absolutely. And I think that's key. When the government continues to rule on morality issues, we're going to be in really big trouble, and it's going to be to the point where we can't. It's going to be like the countries that outlaw certain religions. We can't speak what we want to say because it's considered hateful, and they find it morally offensive. And, you know, I think we need to protect greatly these rights to say what we want to say, even if it's horrific, 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 like these people who I can't even consider them church members.
Demons. I call them demons. But, Mr. Snyder, that's kind of what you're hearing. They do support you, but they also support free speech, right?
Yeah, but the problem that we have, and you know, there's a fine line between free speech and harassment. And literally, I feel like what they did to me, and the courts in Baltimore, Judge Bennett's court, and in his post opinion, he even made the comment after sitting through the trial and hearing everything that this was not a case of free speech. This was a case of harassment 2 days before Matt's funeral, during the funeral, and up to 6 weeks after the funeral. So there's a fine line there between free speech and harassment. I mean, you know, 4 weeks after the funeral, they're online putting things that I taught my son divorce, taught him adultery, raised him for the devil. I mean, that's, and, you know, calling out me by name. I mean, there's a difference between between protesting, and I understand that, and I understand what they did was free speech and it was protesting, but the court was about more than that, and once it got to the Supreme Court side of it, the Supreme Court didn't want to make any opinions on internet postings and all.
Right, right.
They said that that was a decision for a later date. Well, it all tied together with them just looking at the picketing. You're right, it was constitutional. But if you looked at the whole case and it,
everything else besides just a public demonstration, and Mr. Snyder, look, there's a special place in hell. There's a special place in hell reserved for these cretins, these demons, as I called them during that entire time. But now that you have been, and by the way, it's May 14th is the episode that Mr. Snyder will be on, Constitution USA with Peter Sagal. We'll remind people before that date again. What's next for you? What are you doing now, Al Snyder?
Well, right now I'm still working with legislators on laws. I am doing a lot of public speaking at high schools and colleges. A lot of law colleges have asked me to speak because the professors want them to read about the case, you know, and then hear the personal side of it. And I've also started work on a book, and I would like, with the proceeds from the book, if it reaches the point where it makes it that far, I would like to do something for returning Afghanistan and Iraq veterans. They're really struggling right now. Last year we had over 360 active duty military members commit suicide. Every 18 hours an active duty member attempts suicide. And the problem is, I think so many people have distanced themselves from this war, but it's still going on, and our troops and our Marines, they still need help.
Well, Mr. Snyder, I can tell you this much. I bring it up on a regular basis. I would like to, at another time, talk with you about this issue, because I don't think it gets enough attention of the horrific way we're treating our men and women when they come home, not just on the level mentally, like you're suggesting, but the inability to get employment, to get jobs, to lose their rights to parenting. It's just a lot of things going on. Al Snyder, thank you, sir. We're out of time so much, and we're going to urge people to watch the 14th. Our prayers, our blessings go with you, Mr. Snyder.
Thank you, C4.
I appreciate it, sir.